Praise the Lord. Okay. So, message this morning is bloom in place. Only because there wasn't really room to put bloom where you're planted across the sign. Because I got to get the sign fixed. Or we got to get the stuff to fix the sign. Bloom in place. What does that mean? Psalm 37, beginning with verse 23, says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hands. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off." So how many times do we catch ourselves being discontent with where we are? Being discontent with what's going on? Being anxious, you know, wishing we were somewhere else. You know, when Paul said, "In whatever state I am, therein I've learned to be content," he wasn't talking about New York or Vermont or... Though sometimes it feels that way. We look at maybe the political climate where we are and see just chaos. And we get upset and we, you know, "Lord, why'd you put me here?" If you know anything at all about the State Department, you know ambassadors are chosen. They don't say, ooh, pick me. Ambassadors are chosen. They might say, "Ooh, pick me." But that doesn't mean just because they want to be is that they're the ones that gets picked. And then they're sent to another place. A place that's very, very different than where they come from in a lot of circumstances. And they're there to be representatives of the home country. The Word of God tells us that we are ambassadors of Christ. That He has sent us and placed us right here. The fact that we're all sitting right here in this room this morning, or the fact that we're listening to this message online, means God has placed us right where He wanted us to be so that we could hear this. We don't get to choose it. But the question is, do we trust that God knows what He's doing? "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his mighty hand." Go through that again. Think that through again. God orders our steps and we still fall, but God picks us up. That even part of that falling is part of God working us through it. Some of it is us learning to rely upon God no matter what our circumstances are. And some of it is that the people around us need to see what happens when we stumble. You ever think about that? How do we react when we mess up? Do we get up and repent? Do we get up and say we're sorry? Do we get up and try and straighten out? Do we get up and cry out to the Lord? Or do we say, "Nobody saw it. I guess I'm fine." No. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God is directing our steps. And the fact that God has us here, right now, in this place, in this generation. I was the Friday night bonfire. You know, we have the Friday night bonfire at the camp. And there was somebody that was there. I can't remember who it was. They didn't stay very long. But they were saying, and they were talking about how it would have been so cool to have been born at a different age. I'm like, at a different time in history. Yeah, there are people that think that. Sometimes maybe you even go through, "Oh, that looks like it was pretty good." The life expectancy is longer now than it ever has been. Our level of comfort is better now than it ever has been. Yes, there were simpler times, and people died a lot earlier, you know. So we can always look at something, and from an outside looking in, something might look pretty cool, but actually going through it might not have been so much. David and his 600 men, we were just talking about this Wednesday night. David and his 600 men are in the back of a cave, and King Saul comes in to tend to his needs as the new King James so politely words it. "Oh yeah, that's the view you didn't really want. There we are." You know, didn't have indoor plumbing. Didn't have all these things. But we are where we are because God has put us here. So because God has put us here right now, in this day and age, in this time, then we should be praising God for where He has us, and we should be serving God where He has us to the best of our ability, and asking Him to guide us and to teach us and to lead us more. In Jeremiah 29, beginning with verse 4, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and begat sons and daughters. And take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased here and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for it is in its peace you will have peace." Do we pray for our state? Do we pray for our town government? Do we pray for the people in positions of authority over us? If the Lord told the people that He had caused to be carried away captive into a foreign land, pray for the place where I've caused you to be planted. In its peace, you will have peace. And live, occupy, do the things you need to do while you're there. Are we trying to make the place where we are better? If God is directing our steps and God has placed us here, South Hero, Alberg, North Hero, Islamont, North Hero, Islamont,
Grand Isle,
Sandy's Grand Isle, and Debbie and I in Swanton and South Hero, He's got us in these places. Are we praying for everything, the people around us? Are we doing what God has called us to do in the place where He's called us to be? Prayerfully, the answer is yes. But in those situations where the answer is no, that's why I said, Lord, forgive me, help me, and use me, and help me to be an ambassador. We have our instructions from heaven. Make disciples wherever we are. Be a witness of God's grace and love to the people around us. That's what we're called to do. That's why we're here. Yes. It's not like God just put us here and said, okay, you do whatever. No. You're in a place. We have instructions to pray for people in that place. We have instructions to be witnesses and to be a testimony, to be salt and light, make disciples. All of these things that God has called us to do, we do it right where He's placed us, because He's directed our steps. He's placed us there. So praise God and thank Him for it. Psalm 139, beginning with verse 13, says, "For you, Lord, formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous all your works, and that my soul knows well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they are written, were written the days fashioned for me, as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts of me, O God, and how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." The psalmist says, not only did you form me in my mother's womb, but all of the days I was going to live out, you've already written. God knows the end from the beginning. Our shortcomings, our failures, and our successes are not a surprise to Him. He is at work. He is guiding us. He is directing us. We are called to bloom where we're planted. If you notice the picture on the front of the bulletin, that flower, there was no human gardener that planted that flower in the crack in the sidewalk. Yet it still bloomed. Our circumstances don't determine whether or not we can bloom or be prosperous in doing what God called us. Our location doesn't change that. We are citizens of a heavenly country. Yes. We are ambassadors of Christ. Wherever God has placed us, He has placed us, He has equipped us, He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, and He has called us to make an impact where we are, to bloom where we are planted, to bloom in place. Wherever we are, whatever our circumstances, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ and a witness to the grace and love and mercy of God. And if He's called us to do it, I guarantee you He's opening doors and making ways. The question is, are we looking for those open doors, open windows? Are we looking for those opportunities? Or are we like covering our eyes? Do it, do it, do. If I don't see it, I don't really have to do it, right? No, we are called. We are, as God is directing us, He wants us to be lights. It is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That means we all have a part to play in it. Each and every one of us. One plants, one waters. It is God that gives the increase. We are called to be participants, to be the Lord's hands and feet extended, reaching out into the lives of people around us. We can't do that if we don't interact with people. You know? What's the thing of just us four and no more? You know? You ever heard that? Here we are, the chosen frozen. You know? We'll just stick with ourselves. Yeah. You know, isolated groups tend to be blind to what goes on outside and then tend to be wiped out because they're not aware. But God is at work. Because it's in human nature for some bit of isolation. It is in human nature for, you know, seeking our own comfort. All of these things are part of being a human being. But when we get so focused on our own comfort, so focused on our own familiarity, that we avoid those people around us, first off, we miss the opportunity to reach out to them. We miss the opportunity for growth. And things that don't grow, die. So we are called to reach out. We are called to be lights. We are called to, like I said, to pray for the peace of the city I caused you to be taken away captive in. You ever feel like you've been taken away captive to another place? But, oh Lord, wherever you have me, wherever you want me, wherever you want me, Lord, help me to be faithful right where you placed me. Final passage of Scripture. There's a lot in this one here as well. Ecclesiastes 9, verses 9 and 10. Says, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no work nor device nor knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Remember Solomon. God gave him more wisdom than anyone else. He wrote Proverbs. He wrote Ecclesiastes. He was famous in the day so much that the queen of Sheba came to hear his speaking. The Ethiopian eunuch that we read about in the New Testament learned about the God of Israel from the entourage that had followed Candace, queen of Sheba, way back in the days of Solomon. So there was this Ethiopian eunuch who was worshiping God and had his copy of the Scriptures. Think about that. All those years later, because it had made an impact. And what he said is, you know, he says, enjoy all the days of your youth. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which the Lord has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity. For that is your portion in life and in labor which you perform under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you are going. God has given us this life and this time and this place to make an impact. And he says, be fruitful in what you're doing. Don't just sit by idly and let the world pass you by. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Be intentional about living this life for the Lord. Wherever we are. And enjoy it. Remember, God gave Adam a job before he gave him a wife. God gave Adam a job and a wife before the fall. Which means neither of those are the result of sin. God was at work setting things up. The job was a blessing. Having something to do was a blessing. So when we sit by idle and don't do anything, we are ignoring the blessing of God in our lives. How are we making an impact in the people around us? How are we making an impact in our community? How are we making an impact in our neighborhood? How are we making an impact in our workplace? Are we an example of a diligent person. Remember in Proverbs, consider the ant, thou sluggard. You think you're hardworking? Pay attention to something that's hardworking and then get hardworking. Get busy. You know? God has given us this life. He has given us this life in this day and age. He's given us life in this country, in these communities. And He wants us to work. He wants us to bloom. He wants us to be productive where we are. And if whatever we do it as unto the Lord. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. Even, you know, even if it's cooking burgers on the grill, if you're diligent in what you're doing, it is a testimony to the Lord. You don't know who's watching that. Well, you can probably look around the room and see who's there, but you don't know what impact God will even use in that. I told a story before about when I was in the Ukraine, we were handing out Bibles and they were just tearing the Bibles in half and sharing them. And I got to think about, you know, what it would be like to be the person that got the genealogies. And, you know, and it's like, well, if all of God's word is the words of life and it's all in there for a purpose and it's all in there, you know, for instruction, and you know, what does the genealogies teach us? And I got the revelation, Lord, certainly didn't come out of my mind, I'll put it that way. But that in looking at the genealogies, you can see that God knows your past and your future, and that God is paying attention to the things going on in our lives and has been at work even, you know, generations back to bring us to this point right now. And I was sharing that in here one Sunday morning, and we had a lady visiting whose sister and brother-in-law were attending here at the time. And later, she calls her sister and said, you know, that morning, I was reading in my Bible, and I got to the genealogies, and I said, God, why did you even put that in there? And in the service, your pastor answered the question. I certainly didn't plan on saying it, but it was what God put on my heart at the moment. What is God putting on our hearts to share with the people around us? It's there for a reason. God is directing our steps. He is leading us and He is guiding us and He is at work in the circumstances. Do we trust that God is at work in our lives? Sometimes it's kind of hard to see God's hand at work. Sometimes it's very, very easy. Right, Sally? Very easy. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's like, oh, another day. I got to get up. I got to go to work. I have all these things on my plate. I have to take care of this. But we forget the fact that God is directing our steps even in the midst of a hectic day. And as we trust that God is guiding us, as we trust that God is leading us, then we can rejoice in the fact that God is at work in the circumstances and touching the people around us. And as we plant, as we water, as we encourage other people, as we reach out to other people, as we show the love of God, God is using that in their lives to make a difference and to make an impact. We're called to pray for the place where He's placed us. Pray for the people around us. In their peace, you will have peace. Recognize that God is directing our steps. God is leading us. That He has all of our days written in the book before any of them were. You know? If I'd have skipped a few chapters ahead and said, what do you mean I'm going to be in Vermont? You know? Or even, what do you mean I'm going to be pastoring a church? What do you mean I'm going to be spending 72 days in a foreign jail? Lord, what are you doing here? But God has been at work the whole time. And just as He's been at work in my life, He's been at work in your life, and He's at work in the lives of everybody paying attention on listening to this as they hear it. God is at work. And He doesn't change. And He has called us to be lights and witnesses every place we are. And to bloom and to prosper and to be productive where we are. That whatever our hands find to do, we do it with all our might. Whatever we do as unto the Lord. Recognizing that it's the Lord we are serving, even as we're flipping burgers. Even as we're, you know, tracing a wire or whatever we're doing. It's God we are serving. Even if it's the boss that's handing us the paycheck. It's God we're serving, even as I'm driving a golf cart around to deliver a bundle of wood, you know, to a campsite. It is God we are serving every step and every moment of each day. And we are called to do it with recognizing the fact that we are ambassadors of Christ. We are ambassadors from heaven. And sometimes the only one these people have seen. That sometimes we are the only Bible people will ever read is what they see lived out in our lives. So wherever God has placed us, He has placed us here for a purpose. He has placed us here for His plans. His ways are right all the time. And back in that passage in Jeremiah where God told him to pray for the peace of the city that He caused them to be carried away captive in, right afterwards, right just beyond that, it says, and don't listen to those prophets that tell you, I'm going to bring you out. Because I'm not going to do it. You're going to be there for a time. You are there for a purpose. God's ways may not always be pleasant, may not always be what we had in mind. In fact, probably rarely what we had in mind. But God's ways are right, and God's ways are valuable, and God's ways are profitable. And God's ways all fit together with His plan. So wherever God has you, whatever the circumstances are, that doesn't mean we can't ask the Lord to direct our steps. Lord, maybe direct our steps. Lord, you know the provision we need. You know? Not say, gee, Lord, it'd be really cool if I had a job with such and such a company making this kind of money. And well, maybe that's not what God has in mind for you. But Lord, open the doors you would have me to walk through. Give me the strength and the wisdom to do the task that you placed before me. Lord, I submit my life, I submit my hands, my mind, my tongue, everything to you, that you use it for your glory. Being willing to have God take care of us. Many of you know who Dave Ramsey is. He's now on AM 620, the talk radio in the evenings. He said, you know, one of the ways you can set yourself apart when you're starting a business is to actually show up, and while you're there, work. And that alone sets you apart from, you know, a large percentage of the other people that are there. Being diligent in what we set out to do is different than the world around us and makes people take notice and becomes a way that we can point back to a holy God that we're serving. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We do thank you, Father, that you have called us to be fruitful and productive where we are, to be diligent in what we're doing, to be faithful in what you've called us to do. We thank you, Lord, that you direct our steps, and wherever it is that you place us is part of your plan and part of your direction. So you've called us, Father, just to be a light wherever we are, to make disciples wherever we are, to be a blessing wherever we are. We thank you, Father, that you continue to remind us and continue to lead us. For Lord, you are faithful in all of your ways. As we trust and we rely upon you, we recognize that you are the one who directs our steps. Father, that even when we seem to be, in our own mind, not where we ought to be, we know, Father, that you are still at work and still guiding us, Father, and we thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for the reminder, Lord, just to trust you and to walk in what you've given us. For you are the one who provides for us, just as you provide food and clothing and everything that we need. You are the one who directs us, Father. We give you praise and thanks for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.